That's awesome. I can't wait to see the rest of this.
Yeah, it was, I definitely...
So enticing, deep dark scent.
This is 102.4 Blue Ribbon Tide, broadcasting on all planes of reality.
Good evening. This is Blue Ribbon Tide.
Hey, that was good. Mr. Truman Show over here. Yeah. Have you seen The Truman Show?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But it was Good Morning Vietnam, the movie that we were talking about that I'd never seen.
And I own that.
Yeah, that was the movie. And you're
so
saying that.
So do you want that to be this weekend's, or do we need to write it? Or do
we just got
to
write it down.
I think we need to write it down. I think over there I have a notebook. We need to write down these movies.
Yeah.
And just to give you guys a heads up, we've been watching movies on the weekends. Only two so far. We did Men 2 weeks ago, and last the
that
other night,
good.
Sunday
that
or Saturday,
really
we did Videodrome.
And that movie is cool.
Yeah, so both so far really good. We basically were the first movie we chose I've never seen, but I own it. And then the second movie we chose I haven't seen since I was a kid, and he's never seen it. So we're trying to pick movies that are more recent into my collection that I just haven't been able to get around to.
Or just rare watches.
Or old, like Videodrome. Videodrome was a movie that like I'm pretty sure like my parent like not parents but like because my dad he worked third shift so like it didn't matter. But my mom would not let me watch that movie, and I'm pretty sure that we snuck. I didn't sneak it, but because I was at a friend's. But I'm pretty sure I watched it at a friend's house because their older sibling had it or something. But I definitely did not like
it was straight.
Seeing it as a kid and seeing it now, I definitely like. I won't show like. I'm not gonna be the parent that like hides this kind of media from their kids. I'm gonna, or not hides, but like protects them or whatever. I'm gonna do that by like certain ages. Like at 8 years old, Sloan probably doesn't even watch Videodrome. But at 14 years old, I think I can kind of talk to her about Videodrome. Right. You know what I mean?
It helps get her cultured.
Right. So, but like at 8, 9, 10, 11, even 12. I think 12 is when I might start getting her into, like, easing her into, like, the more, like, Tarantino and the harder films.
Violence.
Yeah. But until then. We did watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles again today.
Nice.
Yeah, was
the
fun.
Movie was just Seinfeld.
Yeah, we did find out that it is just Seinfeld. Videodrome is a nightmare Seinfeld. James Woods is Jerry Seinfeld. Everybody else, you can just fill in the blank. Which I told you this the other day when we went to Wilmington. We have a full crew here, you know. Darius and I just kind of took it out, but we got Skipper and Maddie here. Matt has a new hat. I think every 3 weeks you come in with a new hat.
Yeah.
You want to buy a Blue Room hat? Yours is a little sweaty.
No, it's not sweaty. We all have that line on there. That's where that strap is.
It's my sweat strap.
Now I got a Donut Media hat from Zoomies.
From Zoomies. I can't believe. Do you still watch the Donut Media videos?
Recently I have, but I didn't. About a year ago, so I haven't seen any.
I really liked my Donut hat, my Donut shirts. Like, I really.
Like, you remember years ago, we were big into it.
Yeah. Well, that was like their first kind of. Yeah. Like, they were big, and I'm not going to lie. They just kind of. I don't know. They were just doing stuff to cars that I just didn't really care about it at one point. And I was just kind of, I missed the old, but, you know, out with the old flesh.
Because he got into product testing and stuff.
Death
like that.
To the old flesh. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, anything new with you, Skippy?
No, not really.
We did pick up, I picked up a fuck ton of records. I mean, you picked up a decent amount of records.
I picked up a few,
yeah. Yeah, I was going to say. So, yeah, I got the whole, the Notorious Big collection.
And I think I've got like five in the mail right now.
Yeah. So from 1994 to 1995, I have it. It was all a dream. That one. Mm-hmm. I listened to one
is
record.
Born
today.
Again. Is that new? What is that?
That's
the collection, right?
Oh, there. Is that the collection?
No, that is the collection, but it's just one of the albums. So there's like, it's on each like side.
Oh, okay.
So, Born Again, isn't that his second album?
I'm not sure.
It doesn't matter. But yeah. So, and also, I did not realize how big of a fan my daughter is of A Tribe Called Quest. So,
what is that?
Well, the big one from them would be, Can I Kick It? Yeah. And that would be their biggest one, which Sloan really likes that one.
I like this one.
Yeah, she, that's our, like, new handshake now. We, like, high five, and then I say, can I kick it? And then she fist bumps me and goes, yes, you can. And I was like, hell yeah. So I was in the car, and I put it on. I was just putting on, like, it was on because I was listening to A Tribe earlier. And then we picked her up.
Yeah, you know us.
And then she was like, she was legit bobbing her head, and she was like, can I kick? And she was like singing it in the background, and I told Victoria, and I'm just like, I didn't know. And she was like, it's cool. I was like, it is kind of cool watching her just bob up and down. Fucking, I dig it. My 90s hippity hoop. So I picked up, I don't think I did pick up any 90s stuff. I got Blood Orange, I got Prophet, because Prophet released a new album. He's like a funky hip hop kind of thing. And then Blood Orange is also like a funky, to almost like in more modern age, I guess I would probably consider them like kind of sounding like a Childish Gambino or something like that. Awaken My Love album.
Yeah.
Both of those albums sound like that, to give people a little heads up on what that sounds like. But yeah. Anything new with you guys?
Man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had the Cupid Deluxe back in, like, 2013. That's the only album I know by them, but...
Yeah. This one. Yeah.
I was like, they Blood sound Orange. Familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I got their, the album with the bed. No. But that's a great album.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen these all. I've seen all these albums, but I've never...
Go to Discography.
Yeah.
And then it is...
That one. Freedom Sound?
Yeah, Freedom Sound.
Freedom Sound.
Is that what it says?
Yeah, Jesus okay, Freak Lighter was the song that I listened to back in 2022 with them. This one.
But yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
Blood Orange.
I was like, I feel like I've heard him before.
You're just like, Blood Orange? That sounds familiar.
Nothing new with me yet, but this weekend, Skipper and I are going skiing.
Oh, fucking word. Where at?
Beach Mountain.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't realize you were gone.
Yeah.
Assholes didn't even want to invite me.
Surprise.
It was Colin's plan.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Yeah. It's cool, man. I thought it was you two. I was like, you fucking assholes. Like, what the fuck? You guys just going up there to suck dicks? Well, Colin doesn't want to hang out with me? I haven't seen him since the Santana concert.
Has it been that long?
I actually think it has. I mean, Colin and I, we're like acquaintances. Yeah. Like, you know, we're cool. But like, we don't like hang out.
Yeah.
Texting through you guys, mm-hmm. but that was it. I mean, I like Colin. He's a good guy. No, I'd give him the shirt off my back.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Colin. He listens to us while he works out.
Oh, hey, man. What's up? But yeah, I would definitely... That's cool, man.
That's more than I listen to us.
Yeah, actually, he might be... Maybe that's why Raleigh has been pinging. I don't know. You guys should bring him stickers and shit.
Yeah, I got you.
No, we'll give him a shirt. So, yeah, man. So, I hope things are going well up there. When you're coming... When you're making a baby. Like, I'm on number two right now. Like, damn, he must think I'm crazy. He must think I'm fucking out of my mind right now. He does, doesn't he? Like, this shit that I say on here, which you guys know, most of it is just, like, me just talking. Like, it's not necessarily I believe it. It's just, hey, this is what has been said. Right. This is on the table. Like, the deep state. Let's just, do you, Skipper, believe that there's a deep state?
What do we mean by
that? That's going to be our big question. No. I want you to give me what you believe the deep state is. That's our question for today.
Definitely relates to what I'm talking about.
Right. So do you believe in the deep state? And give me your definition of what the deep state is to you.
Deep state depression.
Yeah, we got into that post yet.
With Elmo?
Yeah.
Circle back.
Okay. You guys got any? Darius? Do you believe in the deep state?
Yeah, I mean, you can relate it to how he says it. I mean, kind of. It doesn't have to be necessarily, like, what people think it is on the internet, but anything that is... So, it's anything behind what we see as the commercial government, you can basically, you know... That's a good way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
So, anything past the president... Basically, if I had to take a guess what the deep state is, I'm willing to say that it's the organizations and the companies that run America. It's the
okay,
it's
so like
the, it's the businessmen that are behind everything.
Okay, I can.
I
can say that.
That's 100% a deep state.
You think?
Yeah,
so?
No, that's what I'm saying. But really? I think it's really run by money and corporate.
Right.
Corporate.
So I mean, the politicians.
Fascism.
Right. So the politicians influence.
I don't even know
stocks that they invest in.
Right. But I'm like.
So do you think it's an actual deep state, or do you think these goofies just kind of have, like, the heads up with money and the way things, like, where it's going to go? You know, like, is there actually? Look, I'm not going to lie.
Even if you set aside.
This might be really weird because Skipper and I think might be on the same page with
even if you set
with a deep state, which you guys are probably surprised with me because, you know.
Even if you set away all the conspiracy theories and all that, you could still say that there's a deep state. Just it's what you don't see. It's not as easily accessible.
So it's just everything that's behind the curtains.
Yeah, it's just everything behind the curtains. That's
okay. I get that. I respect that.
And then just the money influencing is just the cover of it. There's not.
So do you think? Yeah. So what do you think their power is? Like, what do you think they have domain over? Just the finances?
Blackmailing.
I mean, they have control over all of us anyway.
Yeah, but with security, with everything being so surveillance nowadays, there's so much shit on people.
I was reading
that's
stuff.
That's what it really is.
I was actually reading stuff about
and arms trade.
No, I was reading stuff. That. I'm not sure how much it's true. I haven't done too much research.
Got to hold myself together at this point. So.
But I was reading an article on how. Like when you marry and stuff, you basically sign off all your rights as like adults or like even being guardians.
Like
so like that's why it's called parents, because you rent your child basically. You don't actually like the government can come and take your child.
But if you're not married.
No, I don't. That's why I said like I don't know. I didn't read too much into it, and I was also really tired when I saw it. So like I didn't even put it on here because that's how much I don't know.
I mean that goes with the theory that we're owned by the bank, and that's what our social security number is.
Yeah,
and that our child would just be a lease.
I mean, think about it. You get in trouble if your kid's not even in public school,
right?
Like public school is somewhat like it is required for your child. To get schooling, which education is very important, first of all. Let's go ahead and establish that rule here at Blue Room. But, like, for us, Darius and Matt are probably the furthest that went to college, the most edumacated, technically. Right? And Matt dropped out, so
yeah.
Darius is the only one still in.
Yeah, I got three credits to associate's degree, so.
I got an associate's degree.
Oh!
Motherfucker, I gotta shoot myself now.
I got an associate's degree and half a bachelor.
Just doesn't hear back from Darius tonight.
Because I'm about to fucking knock that
shit out.
I was
gonna win a contest for once. But then I got taken away.
Hey man, you won that dick measuring contest.
No.
Yeah, you beat
Yeah,
all
you
of
did.
Us.
We, yeah.
No, we didn't.
Skipper wasn't there. It wasn't.
You feel like that's why you won.
Right. I mean, he wasn't there, but between the three of us and Withville,
right.
You did.
Three out of four, you won.
Yeah, but like, and it wasn't like. And you know, you weren't winning by, like, a little bit. Like, you fucking... Like, it almost wasn't even a competition. Like, you swung it, and I didn't even finish taking it out of my pants.
Yeah.
Like, I was like,
that's
okay.
What happened.
It literally was a... I don't have a zipper. Somebody have a zipper?
This.
Hey, come here. Yeah. Come here, Darius. There you go. That's basically what it was. It was like... Like... And then Matt's little... Corn dog was just hanging out.
Corn dog. That's what it looks like. It was just a corn dog. It's
like fried. Like the mini corn dog?
It's a fried penis.
It was a mini corn dog that was in the microwave
no,
a little
it
too
got,
long.
It didn't expand all the way.
Yeah, they had halfway expanded.
Like a fried mushroom.
It looked... That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
A fried mushroom. It looked...
Fried jalapeno pepper. Like the little...
hush puppies?
No, I was like those fucking fried pepper... The
jalapeno poppers.
Jalapeno poppers.
That's what his balls look like. He fucking dipped his hush puppy.
Yeah,
he dipped his balls in some fucking
every single, like,
flour
his
and
balls
made some
looked like
hush
SpongeBob's mom.
Oh, fuck. That's pretty funny. Yeah, it looked like shit because he was fucking.
Then Daniel had his little cheese curd hanging out.
He was fucking Danny DeCheeto.
Danny DeCheeto.
Danny DeCheeto, man.
It looked like a dirty Cheeto. That red and everything. I was pulling on it.
Danny the Cheeto.
I was pulling on it. You know, I tried to rub Matt's curves down, but it just wasn't the same. No, that's a funny thing. Danny the Cheeto.
Just because my balls are porous and like SpongeBob's muscles.
Just because I have holes in my testicles doesn't mean that you can just go.
I was trying to think of the most creative way to describe balls. I was like SpongeBob's mom.
You're right, they do.
Or no, SpongeBob's grandma, I mean.
Oh, we knew what you meant.
Cookie, yeah, yeah.
Would
you like a kiss, dear? Yes, grandma.
Yeah,
I think the balls just start talking. They start saying that.
Yes, grandma. Yes, grandma.
I can imagine waking up one morning, your balls looking like it'd be very alarming.
Or what if it was a cooler thing?
Fuck? Why is it that color?
Or what if it's a cooler thing? And what's really
it
going?
It smells
on?
Like. Hold on. It smells like
Teen Spirit.
No.
It's only. It's not bad.
It smells like
I just won't let anybody
Graham
know.
Crackers.
For some reason, real quick, if anything ever happens, I forgot to start recording with the backup.
With so the backup. These first 15 minutes may or may not disappear.
Right. So, because we've had issues with our software in the past. So
it's not a bad thing.
Right. No, you're absolutely right, actually. It's not a bad thing if the first 15 minutes of this episode is completely gone.
Yeah.
I guess we'll go ahead and move on, because we could be here all night.
Just talking about our dicks and
comparing
it to different
things. Dude, you should have seen that animal. Skipper?
I'm good.
No, like I'm saying, you should have just—he was just a different man there. Like he was just off the rails. He had no leash on him. You know, like there was no girlfriend. There was nothing around.
There are no strings on.
There was no strings on him, and he was all like Ultron, and then just dipped out. Next thing you know, he's running around Withville with his cock out, flying on his magic carpet dick ride.
Flying around Withville.
Dude, I watched Big Lebowski last night, and I had to turn it off because I started laughing way too loud.
I watched The Mothman last night.
Like
the prophecies. No, not the prophecies.
I was gonna say, I just watched
a documentary on Mothman.
Like, Small Town Monsters.
No, it was Wendigoon covering Mothman.
Gotcha. I figured that you would do Small Town Monsters. Speaking of Small Town Monsters,
I've already watched theirs.
By the time this episode comes out, Small Town Monsters will have their Kickstarter. For the 2024 season of documentaries and stuff. I highly recommend you guys, if you're into the cryptids and you're into that kind of stuff, to please do it. It helps them out a lot, and they have a lot of cool things going on. They've been making really good documentaries, and we got our boy Aaron Dees over there fucking writing books now. And
Aaron
Dees
nuts.
Wow. You know what, Aaron Dees? I'm sorry that Darius fucking Riddle did that shit.
He
just
name.
Goes, Darius, riddle me this.
What's your hyphen in it?
I wasn't going to go with that. It's too deep. No, it keeps going. It's like, I think I have his full name in my phone.
Adam Rodriguez.
Yeah, it's not like Skipper's full name in my phone, which is not his real name at all in my phone.
I only got three names.
That's just like another person that I had. I only put her first name, and the rest of it was the White Devil.
If you use like their first name three times,
and she knows. It's not that way anymore. It's her married name now, I think. But let me check, because you know I actually still have in my calendar.
Do you remember several years ago when you had someone leave and you put their last day in the calendar?
So I was going to tell you right now, right here, that I still have that person in my calendar, and it happened in October or something.
Yeah, it's October-ish.
I guess I put her last name at the end, and I need to change it to her married name now.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, I've known about that one for a while.
And here's Skipper's.
I used to give people nicknames on mine. Skipper the Dragon.
I could have sworn there was a third on there.
I used to just call you the third or the fourth, like at
you,
work
you never
and
actually
stuff,
plugged
but like,
in.
Yeah, it was never.
I
like
think
that.
The only person that has like a nickname on mine is Thomas.
Ski.
Yeah.
You should have put Skeet.
Yeah, well, Ski is like short for Skittle, and Skittle was his nickname.
You should have put Touch of Downs on there.
I will eventually.
Touch of Downs. Actually,
I'm gonna do that. So when he texts me and he looks,
no,
at my
just
phone,
do Touch of Downs Crozier.
Yeah, that's Crozier. What I'm gonna do because
is it pronounced Crozier? Hey, Thomas,
Crozier.
You listen to us too, buddy. If you're listening to us right now, hey man, I hope you're doing okay. It's been a while. It's been a minute. I hope everything's doing good. I really do. Touch of Downs Crozier.
Yeah. Because now like I leave my phone downstairs and he calls me and it just says that on there. He's like, nice.
Right. All right, guys. So let's get into today. We are here at Conspiracy Corner, number 5. All right. And who wants to go first with some funsies?
I'm not going to go first just because mine's a little bit lengthy.
Okay. Matt, Skipper? It's okay. I'll get into it. Okay. So first up, I want to talk about some really weird and funny things. That's not really that might be like a conspiracy or something, but I actually have no idea what it is. But apparently, syphilis cases have been on the rise. And they're at the highest right now since the 1950s. And they think the reason is because medicines more focused on like HIV or even like herpes and stuff have been causing people to use less like condoms. But now they're contracting syphilis. There is one STD that still kind of beats it. It's chlamydia. But that's not good that syphilis has rose that much.
I did, however, see that, yes, syphilis is at like all-time highs, but every other like STD is trending down, if not level.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but this is my thing. Is that because all the other STDs basically live with you forever? So that means most of the population already has it? Or is it like chlamydia where you just can get it as many times as you do? Because, I mean, syphilis isn't like it used to be. I mean, it still is in poorer and also in poverty-stricken areas. But like syphilis isn't the killer that it used to be, right? Mm-hmm.
Caught at the right time.
So, yeah. But the thing is it was almost eradicated. It was almost gone. Mm-hmm. And it's coming back. There's been an 80% increase in syphilis. What state, and you only get one guess, each of you, which state do you think is the number one for syphilis?
Florida.
Okay. Man, really? Come on, guys. Like, there's only 50.
I was waiting on him to answer, but if he doesn't have just one, fucking I'm going it. California.
Okay. New York. All right. It's South Dakota. God, they have the highest rate
only 50 states.
Of it. And they double the next state. Have it where it is 84 per 100,000 cases. Check in for syphilis, which North it's North still, Dakota. That's still a pretty low number when you talk percentages, right? But
84 per how many?
Well, 100K. But it doubles the next state, which is New Mexico. Now I'm going to go ahead and round out the 5. New Mexico, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Mississippi.
Ooh, Mississippi was my other, if not California.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I never would.
Because I wasn't sure if to go big city or very poor, and I went big city instead.
I respect it, but
could have said San Francisco, California.
If I would have gone big, like city state, like big money thing or something like that, I think I would have gone Florida. I think that would have been my main guess because they're a little. I would have chosen Florida because of the retirement homes and because the leading area in North America that is having STDs cross is in Florida, mm-hmm. and it's in a retirement home. And it's literally like almost 100% of their population has like something.
Yeah,
and they're just, because they're dying, they're just fucking. And they don't care.
And in the other states, there's not much to do there except for fuck.
Mm. So I mean, that's kind of like just what happens in life, right? Like, fuck making cures for cancer public. Those dick pills, though, we got to get those on the market, right? You got to get your dick up. Because if you can't get your dick up, Darius, what the fuck are you doing alive? You know, you might as well have cancer, you fucking dummy. You dummy.
They sell at the gas station, Daniel.
I know they do. But that's what I'm saying. Like, they do all this crazy shit. They do sell them at the gas station. Have you ever taken one?
No.
Have any of you ever taken one?
I don't think anybody at this table should be in need of one.
Never had a problem. I've never wanted to, but
the one highest
risk. Or I've never needed to, but I want to. I want to take
one. I thought you were about to say, I've never wanted to, but someone slipped me
one. Oh, no. I want to, and I think I want to.
You had to go to work. All right, hear me out. We all take one. We all take melatonin. What? See which one goes away first.
I had a friend. That
goes away first.
No, hold on, wait. I had a friend that used to say,
doesn't really work on me. So.
We just play some.
But you would just agree to take a dick pill.
No, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to go home. You got to make this like way more Interesting. So what you do is you go home to your families. You take the melatonin.
I'm saying you like...
You masturbate.
No, you break up the pill and you put it in... And everybody has a Smarty pile. And
you guys just snorting.
And everybody's snorting it and you're playing roulette so you don't know which one's going to get it. And then...
Turns out they all have it.
Yeah, see, that would be... See, if we're going to do that, that'd be me. And I'm going to sprinkle a little bit of Coke in there.
That's...
Do you know a guy?
We fucking... Live in Sneed's Ferry in Holly Ridge, close to Wilmington and Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Yeah, you can find one.
I'm asking if you actively know a guy, not if you can find a guy.
Oh, yeah. I know a few guys that do it. Right. Actively. Do I? No, because I'm scared of fentanyl.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I'm being dead for real. I'm very... That actually keeps me away from a lot of things. That is why I do certain things so much. Like, that is my abundance, because there's no fentanyl. No fentanyl.
I mean, also, cocaine is just not good.
Says who? That's the best drug in the damn world.
We had a guy come to
the
store.
It's an ego-driven drug.
And he said, you know, pure cocaine was a hell of a drug back in the 70s.
Dude, pure cocaine? like I think if Jesus was here right now, he would tell you that pure cocaine is one hell of a drug.
Say that some people believe that Jesus did make cocaine.
I mean, sure. Everything. Right out of flour. He turned water into wine and flour into coke. Like, that is what happened. You guys cannot tell me. I don't care if anybody's religious or not. You can't tell me you won't want to party with a guy like that.
Jesus?
Yeah. Yeah, he's fucking out there walking on... Like, think of all the party tricks he's doing, man. Let's go ahead and just fucking say, for funsies, that it's real. And you're there tripping balls, seeing this man... Do the impossible. Think about what you're saying. You're not just seeing Jesus walk on water. You're seeing that motherfucker walk on water in space with a rainbow. Like, you're literally seeing Asgard basically around him. That's how I like to look at my Jesus. On coke and LSD. I'm just joking. Well, that was really terrible. Blinding,
he said, just open your eyes, brother.
Hey, man. No. It was that easy for him, you know? Yeah. You cannot tell me that, like, I mean, when Randy Newman wrote the song, You Have a Friend in Me.
21st century cocaine doesn't hit, like.
It wasn't about the Catholic priests and the boys. It was about Jesus turning flour into cocaine and water into wine.
Can you put that on a hat?
Randy Newman wrote, I don't know if a hat could fit it. Like a shirt, and it has to be a two-parter.
It just says cocaine, flour to cocaine, water to wine.
You just do
these have the hashtag acronym. Jesus. No, not even. Just do them, like do a bag of flour. Do like a bag that's wrapped up in duct tape, like the image of a bag of Coke.
Yeah.
Just this, and then do a little squiggly line, like about this, and then like do it, then water into wine. And then have Randy Newman thumbs, and then Jesus right next, but the thumbs up Jesus right next, and then Randy Newman's there with an apple in his hand.
Why has he got an apple?
It's biblical.
It wasn't biblical at first. It was actually another Family Guy joke. When Randy Newman did he does the song where Lois goes up and grabs an apple from the tree and eats it, and he sings the description of it. You never seen it?
No.
Okay, so he was like, you know, think of Toy Story or Monk or all these other things with Randy Newman, right? And then she's going for the apple. And then, like, he's playing the fucking piano. And it just, you know, you got a friend in me. That's all I'm saying. And Randy Newman knew that. And Randy Newman's friend in him was Jesus. And we all know Randy Newman was probably doing coke. So, what man of God in the 80s was not doing coke. How about that, Darius? Yeah.
It's just different.
We've seen the Righteous
cocaine.
Gemstones.
It's different cocaine.
You're right. It was real.
Yeah. It's just
real hot just cocaine.
It's just different cocaine, man. That was Wall Street cocaine.
Okay. That was Wall Street cocaine. Sometimes if you ran across it and if you laid it flat out and you like made it a rectangle, sometimes you could actually read "In God We Trust" on it.
That was Michael Douglas cocaine. This is like fucking crack cocaine out here.
Yeah, no, you're right.
You saying this is Robert Downey Jr. cocaine?
No, this is fucking video drunk.
What kind of cocaine do you think Jr. did? Probably Michael Douglas cocaine.
Yeah. I don't know. It was the 90s. Probably more like Kurt Cobain.
He was doing it in the 80s.
Heroin.
Because he did that one movie about his addiction, 86, Below Zero.
Below Zero, yeah.
He was doing it in the 80s.
I mean, Robert Downey Jr. has been fucking doing it forever.
He
fucking
looked like, because he was super sweaty in those movies. Like, he looked fucking like he was
dude,
fucking.
See, thank you. Dude, when I was a kid, or when Robert Downey Jr., basically when Iron Man 1 came out, I remember being in, like, it was freshman year or something when that movie came out. It came out in summer, didn't it?
What, Iron Man?
Yeah. So I was going into my
birthday.
Okay. Oh, 2000, shit.
2008.
So I was in eighth grade, technically, though, when it came out. But I remember, when I saw it, I remember watching, like, RDJ and other things, like, growing up. And I was like, is that the guy that's always, like, looking just sweaty?
Yeah, like, he's always.
Because Johnny Depp was the same.
Sweaty.
Yeah. And I saw Blow a long time ago. So I was already, I grew up in the North, like. It was literally what you guys. So you guys are going skiing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how many poles are you guys gonna wax, and how many sleigh rides are you guys gonna do?
Six of each.
Like. Like together. Or individually with others
as a quartet.
Oh, nice! A four-way, huh? You're being quiet now because you realize that you walked into something you shouldn't have walked into.
No.
You open that door and you can't shut it as much as you want to.
Play along now.
Guess what? I pulled the windows up. I see you. The blinds are open now, my man.
If you can control the blinds, I was on the outside.
No. They were my blinds because I had band with the blinder glasses. You guys know.
Fucking, I'm thinking Third Eye Blind.
That's the person that popped into my mind.
Fucking glasses,
blinder glasses. LMFAO.
Yeah, that one. But I was thinking of
a different one. Are you talking about the ones?
Blinders.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
You were outside until I let you in because it was cold outside. You know what they say. If you're cold, they're cold. And then we went for a sleigh ride anyways. And, you guys need to watch Hot Tub Time Machine. That's all I'm going to say.
I've watched it more.
Yeah, but, like, going up there, you have to watch it. So, like, are you guys like going to, like, a cabin?
I feel like on the way.
No, it's just a day trip.
Okay.
So, we're going to Raleigh, staying the night, and then we're heading up there that morning, coming back.
Okay. I gotcha. Damn. How far of a drive out?
Yeah.
I know it's snowing in the mountains right now.
It's like in 2 hours from Raleigh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not too bad. You guys leave pretty early, and then, so you guys are going skiing, are you going snowboarding, like specifically skiing? Like,
specifically skiing.
Have either of you been skiing?
No. I was supposed to go in middle school, but I didn't go.
Okay.
Something came up.
I'm honestly not sure which one would be easier for you guys. Honestly, Matt, skiing probably for you, because I don't think I can snowboard right now, because snowboards are fiberglass.
Yeah.
And the last time I ever looked at snowboards, because I actually was wanting, it was like my senior year in high school, because me and Danny wanted to go up the mountains and we wanted to do a snowboarding trip. Because it's been forever since like I was out there shredding the gnar. And
the sun is bright and the powder's bitching.
The powder, man. But we used to snowboard all the time when I lived in Ohio. But I have heard that for bigger or also like old, like if you never snow, like getting into skiing is a little easier. So, but I also don't know, because getting into skiing, I've only done it once when I was a kid. So, like, I pizzaed when I was supposed to French fry, and that was the last time I did that. I'm just trying to, that would just stop me. But if I French fried when I was supposed to pizza,
bad things happen.
Bad things could happen. So, got a little bit of shit right there, little man. That's my face, sir. Yeah, there's another thing you guys got to watch. You got to watch the Aspen episode of South Park. When they go to Aspen for their little resort trip, because they go, they talk about the pizza and the French fry and the pizza. No, you guys, your guys' pop culture sometimes sucks.
No, I got it.
Like Darius is over here. You know this
about me.
There was a time where you had a lot of that on your hands, right? Like time, not come, but time, and maybe both. I don't know. You were just at home. I don't know what the fuck you were doing.
He was leatherworking.
Yeah, like, I mean, dude, there was a lot of things you were doing. You took
a lot of hobbies.
Hobbies, yeah, I was going to say, you did a lot of hobbies there for like 3 months.
Yep.
And I enjoyed it.
And there was a bunch of holes in the backyard.
You had like nice little self-love going on. Did your hands get real soft during that time or more calloused?
Can't say they dramatically changed anyway.
You said one of them got softer.
What about just one? That's one hand. Which hand do you use?
Why does this always come back to me?
I don't know. But the I also just realized that you and I never talked about the deep state. We just kind of jumped into the syphilis.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie, guys. This conspiracy episode is a little all over the place. But it's also past midnight here. And everybody got here a little late because everybody was working. And stuff. So, yeah. So, we're just trying to mow through this because the rest of the week, everybody's going to be working again. That's what happens in the responsible podcasters, I suppose. I don't know. Either way, do we finish our deep state talk at the end of the episode then?
Sure, why not?
What?
Yeah, just write that down so you remember.
Why not just finish it now while we're here?
So did you figure that out?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me.
I'm more along the lines of more along the lines of corporations as the deep state.
So like fascism again?
For the most part.
Okay. Okay. Now do you think,
regardless of which party's in control, it's just different corporations in control.
Right, yeah. So like if, but you do believe, so you believe the deep state is a thing though?
I think there's, in that sense, like it's money controlling it all, yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think they have the power over? Like, do you think they can choose politicians and, or,
there I don't
are
know about
people that are actually under them?
I don't know specifically choosing politicians, but they can definitely influence who gets more money for their election cycles.
Okay.
And they can control is probably not the right word. They can kind of choose who to dig up some dirt on, if you catch where I'm going with that.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. Which that'll be coming up a little later, I think. All right. But yeah, no, I kind of get that. I think when it comes to the deep state and stuff, like, I don't think of the deep state the way that some conspiracy theorists do think of it. Like, it is a giant cabal, all the elite Hollywood people and all the left are in it. I don't think that way at all. I really don't. I don't. I think of it more as, one, it is a uniparty. There is no, the politics isn't necessarily politics in the deep state, right? Their politics are money, I guess. I guess it would be the control of just goods.
Yeah.
It's literally the control of,
I mean, we have corporations controlling how we file our taxes.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Speaking of which, did you guys see that thing that was going around about how taxes are optional? How on like the tax forms and stuff, it actually said it's talking about the person like paying their taxes, and it basically keeps saying like for the person's like choosing, like it's like options.
I mean, it was always an option. There's just consequences to the option.
But there's not supposed to be. That's kind of crazy, right? One, I don't want to get too much into this one. I don't want to get too much into this because of multiple reasons, right? Like, one, probably shouldn't talk and start telling people you don't have to pay taxes. Because that's going to come back on
you. Don't
me.
Get the IRS come back. You,
you're right. And then two, well, not
you
just
don't fuck with the IRS.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You don't fuck with the IRS.
The Joker doesn't fuck with the IRS.
No, dude, I want you guys to think about that, man.
I pay my taxes.
They're a tax collector that knocks on your door with a gun.
I mean, isn't that pretty much how tax collectors throughout history have done it? Whether that be a sword, a gun, like, they're going to get their money.
But the thing is that, like,
it's really a tax collector or a debt collector.
Right. Like, damn. There's like there's a point though where it comes down to like,
why do we owe them shit?
Because right. We use the stuff they pay for.
You mean that you pay for?
Do you not pay your taxes?
Oh no, I pay a lot of taxes.
I'm paying. So you use the stuff. I don't know.
You guys can't come
for?
To me he keeps on about using taxes. Phrases
that's bouncing off him real quick.
Like, you guys can't fucking come to me with taxes because I pay way.
You
I
pay,
pay
the most probably out of all of us.
I pay. I fucking pay his taxes.
I pay taxes.
Yeah, but I pay 2/3 of your taxes.
I pay taxes.
And I paid 2/3 of your taxes.
Texas.
Taxes.
Texas.
Tejas.
But yeah.
Well, or a third. I'm sorry. What is it? A third? No, does a business pay? I think I pay 2/3 and you pay 1/3.
That sounds right.
Which is bullshit. I don't care.
Either way, it's split into thirds.
Yeah, but I don't care. It doesn't make any sense. Like, income tax should just be abolished. I don't understand it. It really doesn't make any sense to me.
We get taxed on money that we use to buy stuff that's already taxed.
Right. Like, you like how many times right. can we really be taxed?
We should right. tax the tax.
That's a
you do.
Question.
That is a thing. You get... No, like, okay. Like, in all honesty, no, right
oh,
now...
No,
like
I'm saying, like, how much can they tax us is a dangerous question because
oh, yeah,
the answer is always going to be more.
Yeah, it's true. I saw something that was talking about, like, if you could prove that reincarnation was real, the IRS and the government would find out who you were in the past, figure out that debt, and you would owe that debt in your new life. Probably. And I was like, that's a 100% real. Or would be, obviously. But, like, isn't that crazy, though? And, like... And that is really and to your like little spiel about do we use the services, half that shit's gone in other countries, more than half. So in aid to other countries, which again, I don't really mind that stuff. I'm cool with the helping for certain things. For me right now, I don't see a reason why any country should be getting any other country's money. This is not just an American thing. This is just abroad, right? Other than maybe England, because they actually still have territories out there that they colonized, that they still have, but people want to move there because it's not America. Probably because there's no guns, and you get stabbed to death by a butter knife instead.
Get acid
poured. Fucking cream cheese spreader.
Yeah, I would 100% rather take a bullet in my face any day than
get
fucking...
acid thrown on you.
Yeah, dude, like, what the fuck? Yeah. I would prefer not to get a bullet in my... But
I mean,
I'm just saying.
A bullet in the ass is probably the best way to take a bullet.
You said head.
Oh. Well, a bullet in the ass is a good place to take a bullet. So.
I mean, I was more say like dying wise. Like if you're going to die, like I don't want to get shot in the ass and die. I'm sorry. Sorry, man.
You'd fucking wherever you
what is that? Like,
how'd you die?
Like that, like ass. One guy, one horse kind of fucking thing.
You're not getting
like,
shot
he got
directly
shot in
the
ass.
And
he died.
Like shot in the butt cheek.
And then die? Yeah, I don't want
no,
to.
You're not going to die.
But that's what we're kind of talking about.
But you
about.
Could.
Dying. Yeah.
You could.
What if I get lead poisoning?
You could.
But I'm just saying, like, that is weird to think about, right? Like, when you own your car, you do own your car, right?
You don't.
You pay taxes on that.
Don't
you? You pay property tax. Why?
You're
after you already paid sales tax.
Leasing it from the government.
You pay a property tax on it every year. Like, it doesn't make sense.
And you pay a tax on it while you're...
Oh, while you fill up, right, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time you fill up on gas, you pay taxes on the gas. And the tax that's on the gas is a little bit more because it's a road tax. So.
And then soon you're going to have to pay to fucking drive on the road in some states.
Well, that's already kind of there. Well, any toll road. There's tons of toll roads already out there. But yeah, no, you're right, too. In cities, they're trying to make it where, so like in New York City or like these very, very like... compact cities, right? They want it more where it's a public transportation kind of route, which, however, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, that's probably your best scenario anyways, is public transportation.
The more the public transport we can get, the better.
It would look better anyway, too.
In certain parts of the... In cities.
I'm not saying... it. Like, out here, it's not gonna do us a whole lot.
No. But even, like, in Wilmington, I don't see it doing a lot.
Monorails.
Like, Wilmington's too fast.
Light rails everywhere.
Like, Charlotte... Parts of Charlotte, sure, but in all, but
I'm pretty sure Charlotte has a monorail.
Oh no, they do.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about like where public transportation would really like. I feel like most things in North Carolina are not like built on top of each other that much.
Oh, no.
Like our cities are way more vast. Like fucking Charlotte is in two states. Like what you said yesterday, Skipper, with Charlotte and Atlanta are growing so much that their suburbs that are associated with those cities could in the future be an hour away from each other. Like that's kind of, or 2 hours even away from each other, which is already, that's crazy to think about.
Well, Atlanta's already kind of like that anyway.
It is, but that's, It is, but like that's actually, even when you think about like big cities like that, shit, man, that's like, fuck, what is it? Is it Winnipeg that's above Detroit or Toronto? Toronto? No, that's by Buffalo, right?
Yeah.
Buffalo. Mm-hmm. So Buffalo is not a big city, but it's a nice, like it looks nice. It has a little baby skyline. It has a bigger skyline than Wilmington. So
you don't have a skyline.
But you can even say that with Leland is kind of an extension of Wilmington, right?
Yeah.
And when you start moving up, Shallotte is an extension of Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. That whole section of 17 could one day basically be one big long strip of like Myrtle Beach, like how that is. Like it could be one day. And I mean, it's still growing at the fastest rate in North Carolina.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like that shit's weird. Fucking tax. It just doesn't make sense to me. That's all. Like, you own your car, dude. I own my car. Like, and I don't, like, and I gotta pay taxes on that shit. Like, it doesn't, there is a point where it doesn't make sense. And there is a point where, like, and this is for all countries, right? Like, if you really want to get onto me, I'm okay paying taxes. Like, I am. For certain things. You want education, that's fine. Like, your basic education, I'm okay with that. Because I think education is important. We want first responders and emergency like responders. Sure, go ahead. That's important too. And then, you know, whatever else needs to be done, whether it's like infrastructure, stuff like that, I get that. But like, that's kind of it. Like, I don't really, there's nothing really else needed in the system. Like the rest of it either gets sent to another country or another organization that will launder it, right? Like we're seeing in a lot of different places. So like if anybody ever supported or gave, not necessarily supported, I shouldn't say that, but gave money to Black Lives Matter, that was an organization that took the money. Or not all of it, but like the woman that created it literally bought all these mansions. You know, like, so, and that whole thing is a tax write-off. Or look at churches, man. Like, look at churches, yeah, you know, they're tax exempt and look at all that stuff.
That's a whole scam itself.
But no, and I'm not going to say all churches, but yes, the big business of church is Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
He's a motherfucker.
Fucking.
Like they don't care, man. And I don't know. There's they just know something exactly about that shit.
And you can see it.
There's just
people are blind to it.
There's just bullshit that ends up happening with that kind of stuff. I'm all about helping people in your community. I really am. And I want the educations. I'm cool. Another thing is if you would just take the Medicare and Medicaid and put them together and just create a fucking healthcare for us that's better than Canada's and better than fucking Britain's, I'd be happy with that too. You know? I actually had a meme on my phone because a lot of people, they're always like comparing like the health fucking crisis, right, in America compared to like Canada or Britain, how amazing theirs is, which the people of those countries will tell you that's not true. Yeah. And however,
Germany's on the other hand is pretty good.
It is good.
Yeah.
But they're also a wealthy country.
Yeah.
It's like I need stitches in these three countries: Britain, America, Canada. In Britain, your appointment's in 43 months, and that's true. In America, your bill will be $67,000. That is also true. We are known of what they say, it's called pay to play. If you have the money to fix your broken arm, you can get in there as fast as possible if you have the money, right? And in Canada, it's, I need stitches. And the doctor says, have you considered dying? Because that is actually the truth. There was a woman from Canada that was on a podcast that I was listening to like a week or two ago. She is a Canadian military veteran. She has done all this stuff. She's working in the suicide prevention field. She's trying to do all these things. And it kind of gets crazy when she's like, they literally are now telling people with chronic illnesses like depression or inflammation.
We discussed this in the last one.
To go through those pods and just die. Could you, and eventually it's going to be opened up to children, which I don't know. That's just weird to me. Mm-hmm. But like, could you imagine like, no matter what I'm getting at is the healthcare system's fucked no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But like our taxes should probably be paying for that. But if our taxes did pay for it, then we would turn we would need to have incentives probably per hospital, per like the your head resident or whichever residents are there, you know, like your residential doctor, all those kind of things. You would have to have stuff in line with it, though, to make up for 20 years of studying medicine. And you know, like doctors in America make a lot of money. They make a shit ton of money, right? That's fine with me. I really don't care about that stuff. But like, if we would take away, like us paying it and everything, and everybody would have free healthcare, we wouldn't have any doctors anymore. Like I guarantee we'd lose 50% of our doctors almost overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So
they like money.
Yeah, and that sucks, man. Because I feel like if you have the ability to heal people and to fix people and to help people, like, why? Like, why are we not just doing it?
Originally, they wanted to do that when they first got into medical school.
When you think about it, and you go into medical school, and like the last 100 years, which has been talked about a lot in private conversations between us, but like in the last 100 years, look at the medical system. Everything that we consider alternative today was the mainstream 120 years ago, right? Or even 105 years ago.
This is just bad to cocaine, by the way.
and you're gonna, and like now we have these medicines, which modern medicine is important. Okay, modern medicine does matter. Modern medicine can save people, but there's also other ways that maybe aren't as fucking high in cost to help people. More natural remedies and shit like that. But you got people that own. Like Roundup, right? Mm-hmm. Like that's the biggest one that I can really think of right now off the top of my head. But Roundup, the parent company of Roundup, who literally made it a chemical to kill dandelions. That's their big killer, right? The parent company of that also owns the medicine for people with heart problems. Well, do you know what dandelions cure when you make dandelion tea? Well, not, I shouldn't say cure, but I should say it like helps. And ale. Like,
you have to drink a lot of it.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. I've never looked too far into that because one, I don't really see dandelions too much. And then two, I'm not that far yet, really. Like I like teas. Like I like different kind of teas, but I've just never made it. And I really don't know. Like, I just feel like, especially in my area, like I don't want to just go pick a dandelion in front of my house. Like, it's less than a foot away from every vehicle in our neighborhood. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't know if... I feel like between the pesticides and the heavy metals that are going to be on it, not just from natural soil, but, like, also from all of our vehicles and whatever else is falling. Like, I don't know. I'd rather go out in the woods than go find some. A little less foreign shit on it. Mm-hmm. Still going to have some heavy metals because, again, that's in the earth. But that's fine. Like, some heavy metals you need. Just make sure that you're not, like, getting fucking too much
heavy metals. Potassium. That's where the heartbeat.
The what?
That's where the heart remedy comes from.
Potassium?
Yeah. From dandelions.
So, I changed my peanut butter over to, like, an all-natural organic peanut butter. The first time I did it, it was a small business peanut butter. But now Smucker's has one out, and it's in a glass jar. It's really nice. I checked the ingredients out. It's literally peanuts again. So great. Like finally, like that's the ingredient. Well, here's the weird thing. It's organic, which means so in grocery stores, when your food says organic, that means it's not sprayed with like certain pesticides that are like forever chemical kind of stuff. It's like, it's a little different. Mm-hmm.
It's natural pesticides.
Or I honestly don't know. But my peanut butter, how much potassium did it have in it? Like 135% of your daily value in my peanut butter? It's natural though, and it's organic. And I was showing him because I was like, and then I showed him the other one and it was half the amount of potassium. Then if you go get Jif for great value, just like normal peanut butter, there's none of that in there. There's like none of it. And I'm just like, that's kind of interesting. And they do talk about how like, so the differences again, between like the organic and non-organic. Going between certain pesticides being sprayed on it. Those pesticides take out some of the nutrients that are in whatever plant or whatever thing. So, right. I don't know. But that stuff for me, like, that's... it's crazy. But I was telling Darius, I was like, it's weird actually trying to improve your nutrition value of what you're putting in your body, and you can actually see these differences at grocery stores of like their nutritional facts and all these different like things that are in here. But I don't know. However, Skip, because I know you're a fan of peanut butter, it's the best peanut butter I've ever fucking had. I'm not lying. Darius eats peanut butter sandwiches every day. Just peanut butter sandwiches. And I've gotten him on it. And he was like, yeah. And it's not even...
It's also the perfect mix. It's not super smooth. It has like kind of like a grit to it too. That kind of like...
But it's also texture. Like affordable.
Yeah, it's affordable.
And yeah.
And you're getting your bang out of your buck for that. Mm-hmm. And it comes in a pretty decent sized jar.
Yeah. So, I mean, I definitely think that, you know...
It's good. I definitely recommend it.
It's peanut butter. But it's so fucking rich. Like, it later... Like, okay, so I'm a two peanut butter bread kind of guy, right? I put peanut butter on both sides of my bread and jelly in the middle.
It's really good on sourdough. I know that sounds gross, but...
No, it's not. I like sourdough. But you, if you do it, you will be there for, like, a dog. Yeah, like, that shit is... But it's so fucking good.
Like, Stella...
No. I'm being honest when I'm telling you it's this good, man. I'll let you borrow the one that we're getting off of. It's organic. It's natural, and its ingredient is also just peanuts. However, it has less of that stuff in it, and I think it's because of the pesticides. I just thought it was cool though to be able to get like dude, if I have a peanut butter and if I just have a peanut butter toast or peanut butter sandwich in the morning or something, like I get a banana's amount of potassium. And then whatever else is in there.
potassium.
Yeah, there was a couple things, but yeah.
Okay, I'm just full of potassium now.
Yeah.
I am potassium.
You don't want to be potassium. Then I throw you in the water.
And you're no longer getting... You no longer get those Charlie horses at night.
I haven't gotten
that in a long time. That was like way back in middle school, though.
Well, it's potassium and magnesium.
Yeah. You got to get your...
I don't get those things anymore. I haven't gotten them in years.
That's good.
But dude, those hurt so bad. You know what I'm talking about?
I used to get them all the time.
Yeah, you wake up in the middle of the night and just cry.
It's either in your calf or in your thigh.
Dude, it'd be my calf, man. I wake up, I'm like, I already know what's about to happen.
I got these.
I stopped. You built them up overnight because of all the pain. You're like banging it against the wall.
Gain is pain.
Gain is pain. He's like, man, fuck.
That's why Skipper's dick looks like a fucking...
So my right leg, I can put a cramp in and I can control it.
What the fuck? When the cramp happens, the muscle's like, no. And it just stops.
No, I've seen it happen. I've seen his leg literally twist a knot and just...
That sounds painful to see the knot actually
twist. I'll show it to you later.
No, it was weird. But he did it.
It looks like a little alien in it.
You've seen that shit, right?
No.
You've seen him go crazy? No. You guys just not get intimate with Matt? Like, am I the only one?
I mean, I've seen him, like, writhing around with his leg, but I haven't, like, watched his leg, like, tense up.
We, like, saw him go, like...
You, dude! You remember when we went, when we were in the cabin?
Dude, that fucking
hurt. It was pretty tense then.
That fucking hurt. I remember that. I had to walk outside.
Dude, two big boys colliding. We played football so hard that day. No, you guys don't, you realize, yeah. But Darius and listeners, you guys don't realize that, like, it was Thanksgiving. We were playing some football outside, doing your American culture. We're American. That was silly. Anyways.
It's like 30 degrees outside.
It was a really cold Thanksgiving. It was some different parts. If the sun went behind a cloud or something, it would dip in the 20s. And I remember the next morning, holy shit, that was cold. But it was us, it was me, Skipper, Matt, and our friend Will. And we were out there for Thanksgiving because we're in restaurants. We don't really get a lot of breaks. But we took a night and that full day. Mm-hmm. And then we drove back home that next morning, went to work and everything that Friday. But yeah, we played football. And there was just a really athletic moment that Matt and I did. Where two big boys really jumped.
We jumped up
and I dove up and on my side. And
they broke each other.
And he landed on...
I landed first and then you landed on my ankle.
Okay, is that how it went? Yeah, I couldn't remember. I was going to say, didn't one of us land on someone's... I can't remember because it hurt too. Like, it just hurt. Like, everything was hurting. And then we went in after... First of all, I do want to go ahead and say... I made a bomb-ass dinner that night, guys. Come on, right? Remember that?
What was the dinner?
We had ham. We had potatoes. Baked, we had baked potatoes because I put them in the fire. I'm
not gonna lie. I don't remember the dinner. I remember the breakfast,
which was also bomb.
The breakfast was
it was fucking good, man. And I cooked everything in basically one pan. Isn't that kind of funny to think about? I really did. And then I started the potatoes like right after breakfast. Just put them in the coals of the fire, and then I had Matt make mac and cheese.
Because
he was inside. So I was like, Matt, I can't make mac and cheese out here, buddy. Can you do it? And he's like, yeah. That was a good ass breakfast. Or breakfast and dinner. That was good. The ham was good. Dude, the fucking bacon was good that morning. That syrup. That was a good syrup. I still remember.
The bourbon barrel.
Yeah, that bourbon barrel syrup. That was good. It was natural, so it was real liquidy too. And you poured it on. It literally was just pouring a Crown Royal on your
waffles. It wasn't until last year that I realized that there was a difference between maple syrup and pancake syrup.
Yeah, okay. No, I get what you mean by that. I understand. You're right. There is. If you go to the store, maple syrup is thinner. And pancake syrup is way more sugary.
Yeah.
Here's another cool thing. Did you know that most maple syrup isn't maple syrup? Just like most olive oil is not olive oil.
Yeah, I knew that.
There is not enough maple, trees to produce as much syrup as we have. And there is no fucking... There's nowhere near that many olive trees in the world. Because, they also only come from, two areas in the world. That... Olive oil is real. And I think the way that you can tell is by putting your olive oil in the refrigerator. I can't remember if it fogs. I don't know which one it is. Basically, the substance, the liquid, the oil will fog. And I think if it fogs, I think that might be real. But I cannot remember.
I don't know. I've never really been that concerned about olive oil.
I haven't either. But it was just something that I found out. And you can tell because whenever you read the back, it tells you where the oil, they got the olive oil from. And the olive oil that is real typically comes from one or two places. Like, it could be a blend. But the olive oil that has more than two countries on it, it's not. It's just, it's almost like making a mash of whiskey. So, your basic Evan Williams or basic Jameson, anything like that, it's all the same. And it's just shit whiskey, really. It's their shit whiskey. Not saying that it is shit, just saying it is their bottom of the whiskey. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. But I guess we can move on now because everybody here looks real tired. Like, everyone won't fall asleep, especially Matt and Darius. Darius, remember that time you did fall asleep for 2 hours?
Yeah.
During our 3-hour podcast?
Was that fucking Betty and Barney Hill?
No, it was the Halloween one.
That's right.
It was four years ago.
Yeah, it was one of the first ones we did at their house.
That was the scary movie.
The scary movie one.
Man, I was tired and it was getting late. You were getting very, and you had a lot of good information. A lot of good information on those movies.
Sometimes
I've heard that information already, though. So I was like, fucking, I was tired, man.
It's like, how much can I hear the same thing over and over again?
But you were passionate about it.
Yeah.
You got deep into it. I think we watched Pumpkinhead not that long before that.
Yeah, you guys did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And The Blob, right? That was the double feature that you guys did?
We didn't watch The Blob.
Oh, what was the double? You guys did Pumpkinhead
This stuff.
Okay, I mean, that was close.
Sure, The Blob is better.
The Blob is better.
Yeah,
both of them. It's way better. Both Blobs are better than The Stuff. Coming back out. They're remaking it. What? I can't wait.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, dude, they remade Rubber 10 years ago. Why wouldn't they remake this?
I don't know. What's Rubber?
About the tire? About the demonic the killer tire?
I fucking love that movie.
It's literally about a tire that just kills people. Just running down the, a tire, not even with the wheel.
I can see that.
Hey, no wheel. No, I believe it's you. Just the tire, right? It is just the tire. It's just the tire. And it just fucking smacks him in the face.
Straight to fucking Red
it's
Box
like NASCAR.
Movie?
Huh?
Is it straight to Red Box?
No, it was a legit movie. Both of them.
And then there's Maximum Overdrive.
That's Stephen King's first directed movie. It's terrible, but I love it. It's actually not a bad movie.
No,
it really isn't. It's
enjoyable,
It's just goofy. It's just a B movie, that's all. It has a Green Goblin semi-truck in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it goes... the whole movie takes place basically in Leland before Leland was Leland.
There's one scene in Wilmington where you could tell where it's at. It's with Stephen King in it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
That's cool. Stephen... There's a lot of... Stephen King is another guy that comes to Wilmington a lot. But yeah. Skip, you got any news before I go on with any more?
Keep going.
Fuck. I got one.
Okay, what's up?
So Elon Musk's Neuralink has been successfully implanted into a human brain.
Hmm. I see the Neuralink. I can see that being... I see the pros and the cons. I see the pros more with people that...
have money to get it.
No, that do not have arms.
So it's for people...
Or legs.
Originally, it was for people who have like quadriplegia.
Yeah.
Or
no, and, ALS.
To it.
So I could see those for sure, but...
I think it's... Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, what do you guys think of these implants?
See, the first thing when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, it's like the implants from Halo.
That's kind of funny.
I just remember the fucking scene in Halo 1 where you have to punch through Captain Keyes' head just to get his implant.
One of the consequences of the implants could be if they have any way of improving.
You know, he's supposed to be a big boss. And they didn't do it because they didn't want you to... They didn't want you to have to fight Captain Keyes. Because
he was a proto-Gravemind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He was... Yeah, he was going to turn into a big boss. Yeah. Like a big, big boss. But I am sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good. I was going to say, if it can improve critical thinking skills or problem-solving skills or anything like that, the people that have money that can afford it will definitely be at a huge advantage compared to the rest of people that cannot afford it. And it'll be even bigger... social gap.
Do you think it'll also cause a bigger wage
gap? 100%. The people that can't afford it will be...
I mean, you guys don't think the Neuralink is... I mean, it's basically at its beginning stages, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's out of the beta stage.
There's only one person that has it right now.
Right. It's only looking at...
Well, is this still the beta phase?
Yes, because they're still just testing it at the connections.
We're just on the human trial phase now.
Well, no, we are.
That's what I said.
So do you... So is this then... So is this beta, like it's about to be rolled out, or do you think we're still at the alpha stage?
I put it closer to the alpha stage.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. So it's just not there
The only way to test it is in an actual person.
So. Right. So the best
thing
meme...
Because of AI. Because if AI gets integrated with it...
No, I was going to say, okay, so the best meme that I saw was
and
when...
And go back to Halo, now we got Cortana.
Hold on, wait. But it was when AI... it was like when AI hijacks your Neuralink, and it was like... You're walking down the street and you just stare and it's fucking, you're getting Rickrolled in your head, but you can't, like, nobody else is seeing it, but you're fucking seeing it because the AI hated you. It was like, you're like, you know, doing your shit.
That's terrible. That's so
scary. It's kind of funny. Speaking of AI, how about Taylor Swift's AI porn that came out?
Excuse me.
What?
So there has been Taylor Swift has, no, that's bad. Don't look it up. Okay. Taylor Swift has had.
Where are you going to find it?
I mean, it's everywhere.
You can't view really porn on North Carolina anymore.
No, it's only one website. It's
multiple websites.
Okay.
Did you check?
Did you check? Okay. So, okay. So, anyways.
Articles. I know how it looks.
You see, I like to read.
The other day. So, sometime last week, it was like maybe Friday or Saturday, I got a weird news alert from like AP or New York Times. And it was like, Taylor Swift outraged. It may have even been Sunday. Outraged. No, it wasn't Sunday. It was Friday or Saturday. Outraged over over like these AI images basically of her doing something.
It's
wrong.
Not just porn, it's also just like in general.
Right. So one, it would be really cool if for somehow this did kind of start putting a little bit more restrictions on AI. Which also really sucks, right? Because with how free I want everything to be, do I want restrictions on AI?
There's not going
to
be any restrictions until it starts affecting politicians.
Yeah, like, right. She got pissed off about this album cover that was released with her AI on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wasn't a big fan of this.
Okay. Well, but yeah, so there was a whole bunch of that. And so yeah, she is trying to basically like get it. I don't know. She's trying to do stuff, and other people are probably her Swifties, but they're all trying to do shit for to get that like to stop.
Understandable.
It is understandable because like this guys. I mean, like, look, last year there were deepfakes already going around with AI and actresses where they were saying that their bodies, which were not shown on TV or anything like that, they were pretty accurate, right? Because the AI, There's only so many ways a human can look. There's only so many ways an areola can look. You know what I mean? Like, there's only so many ways a fucking person can be. And apparently, some of them, the deepfakes, they were very, very accurate. And there was also some stuff going around with, which has been around for a long time, but they didn't look very good back then. But the deepfakes of actresses that have been in nude scenes on movies or anything like that, or even male, like, actors, they're up on, like, porn sites that Darius goes and visits, or used to visit. But they're up on, like, sites where they're actual, it'd be like, I don't know, think of two people you know have been naked in a movie, and then, like, they put them together, which I do think is wrong, because, I don't understand how people don't think it's wrong, because it's still using their likeness. So if somebody, per se, was, like, supporting the Actors Guild, right, where they, or in the writers' strike, they wanted their security of them writing it, not AI writing the story, which, in all honesty, the AI will probably write it better, unfortunately.
Maybe eventually.
I have seen some of the AI scripted stuff already, and I think they said that ChatGPT or whatever,
yeah.
They put in something, asked it to make like a screenplay, or I don't know how that works. I've never done it. So like they did all that stuff, gave it whatever it needed, made a screenplay, and whoever it was, somebody at either Universal or I mean, this was last year, and they were talking about it. But basically, like, they were talking about, like, there is no need for writers anymore. Actors, yes, still. But, like, writers, he was, like, it was the best script. Now, it could have been a lie. It definitely could have been a lie. But he said it was the best script he ever read. I don't remember the dude. It's been a while. And as we know now, the strike has ended a few months ago. So, yeah, we'll be getting scripted TV again pretty soon here. But if you're out there watching it. But I do think that it is wrong because you're using your likeness. And actually, I saw this on Twitter. And it's gross. But Twitter is kind of a gross place. I do like it there, though. But I saw this post, and it was talking about AI deepfakes and AI, like, pornographic material and stuff like that. And it was about a guy, and he brought his daughters into it. And he basically said that, like, if he ever found that out, like, he wouldn't care. Like, it doesn't matter because it's not real. It's, like, pretend. It's make-believe, right? I'm sorry, but as a father to a daughter, I'd be fucking pissed if there was a deepfake of a baby and a newborn naked infant. And I don't even care that it's naked or anything. Like, I'd be upset that they, like, why? Like, why are you doing that? Like, there's no reason to do it. Why are you, you know, like, why? Like, or... Even if I had a son, like, I don't want that shit. Like, why are you trying to, like, why do you need it, right? Why do you need their likeness? But he was talking about more, like, older and more pornographic material. And he was just like, it's fake. So why does it matter? And I'm like, it is fake. But if you look at AI pictures.
Because at the end of the day, perception is reality. People are going to see that. And whether or not it's real, they're going to look at you differently afterward.
100%. But here's the thing. There are people that are going to look at people differently, for sure. Hopefully, obviously, like, if any... One, I've never looked at anybody differently for doing anything. I've seen, like... I don't know. I've had a lot of friends out there showing their dicks or titties. Like, they didn't... You know what I mean? Like, I never cared about that stuff. That doesn't bother me. If that's what they want to do, go for it. I'm pro... hard work. I'll just say that. But when I just can't, like, could you imagine having a kid, even if it's a deep fake? Like, we've seen AI images. I've seen AI images that I didn't want to see, but I've seen AI. I'm not gonna lie. I saw the Taylor Swift images. That wasn't I understand why she wants them gone. But, like, there's a point where it's like, come on. Like, you guys gotta, like, it's disrespectful. It's private. Like, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of it. I know that a lot of people aren't big on the AI photos. We just started using the AI tiles for Instagram. I've been using those a couple, like, every couple episodes, I'll use one. But like, I would never want to type in a AI whatever. I wouldn't want to put it up there like, do any whatever person, and then like porn or however, whatever descriptive stuff you have to do, right? I don't, like I said, I've never fucked around with it. So, but yeah, it was kind of, I don't know. I've seen AI pictures, and they might fuck up with fingers and hands, but their facial expressions are pretty spot on. So, you know, like, I
wouldn't want to see that. They've gotten better with hands.
They have definitely gotten better with hands. But, like, could you imagine, I mean, Skipper, could you imagine seeing any of your sisters? Or your niece like that? Right, but, like, and I know that, I don't think that would change your perspective of them, but I definitely think it would change your perspective on, like, the AI, the privacy behind AI, right? Which, we're in privacy, like, infractions really all the time. Like, everything is a fucking taking your shit, right? Everything that we have now is considered data, which is also kind of a weird thing to think about, right? Like when keeping your camera open, your microphone on, like all these kind of things, like those companies that get access to that or businesses or just anything that gets access to that, they sell it as data. It's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Think about, like, more so as like, who's really the robot? It's definitely the computer, but or the Roomba over there. But yeah. Sticking with the Taylor Swift theme, why don't we? New York Times putting out Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift, and MAGA. How about that? So apparently the people that are behind Trump think Taylor Swift is a secret Pentagon agent. Now hold on. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, right?
Yep.
I don't think of, one, real quick, I'm not a MAGA guy. Mm-hmm. Two, I do believe that whole Pentagon thing that, like, happened. Like, I believe that they probably looked into having Taylor Swift as, like, some kind of psyop or helping pushing an agenda or anything like that. Like, why wouldn't they, right? She's the biggest fucking name in the world right now. But apparently, MAGA thinks that T-Swift and Kelce are going to encourage the fan bases of the NFL and the Swifties to get vaccinated, more promotional NFL stuff, and to apparently vote Democrat. And this is like a big enough thing where I actually saw multiple articles on this, and I was like, I read half of one. Because one, this is an actual conspiracy that's out there right now. And then two, the article that was just trying to say the situation, it was just so stupid. like it was like literally hard to fucking...
All three of those things are things that essentially already happen. Like, especially Taylor Swift, she already pushes people to go vote.
So the big thing is 100% they think
anti-Trump with her.
Well, probably, yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't put it... We know Kelce's probably that way, too.
Yeah, so...
I mean, like, I'm not going
to
lie.
Pushing vaccinations, I don't know that much, but pushing people to vote Democrat, 100%, and pushing NFL, that's kind of Kelce's whole, you know, gig is... And
Kelce is a spokesperson for Pfizer, so I'm expecting that's why the vaccine thing is on there.
But yeah, pushing the NFL is kind of his job.
Yeah, it's like he has to do that.
Yeah.
So
I don't see any, like, big bombshells.
But here's my thing, real quick, okay? Let's just... Who the fuck is the fan base of the NFL?
Most teams...
Fucking MAGA?
Most teams lean right, yes.
But realistically, if we take the political affiliation of everybody, I guarantee you more MAGA people, which I also hate that, like, that's a thing now. Like, that is a group of a political people was MAGA, make America great again. Like, that is a group of people, I guess.
It's essentially Trump Republicans.
Yeah, it's just, I get it, right? Because you had Teddy's shit, but, like, it's just weird to me. Like, that's all. But, and then you had the Lincoln stuff. Or no, I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, the Lincoln Republicans. The log cabin Republican. Do you know what that means? Have you ever heard of the Log Cabin Republicans?
What were you saying with the Teddy?
Teddy?
Bull Moose.
Bull Moose. Oh, okay. Yeah, he had the party, the bull party.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then Lincoln had the log cabin party. I'll tell you about that one after. Anyways, but my thing is like, why? Okay, so, yes, Taylor Swift has been shown during Kansas City Chiefs games. Has she been shown more than the players? No. Has she been shown more than touchdowns? No. She probably averages 20 seconds or so a game. 20 seconds out of a 3-hour game. You know, something that I always noticed watching basketball, especially like when the Lakers were on, Jack Nicholson was always there, right? And they would, or Lil Wayne, or like all these other guys, right? Or, what's his fucking name with the Knicks? Fuck, who made, he directs a whole bunch of movies, can't think of his name right now. He's super popular, he wears like, he's really big with shoes, Knicks. I think he does, the fucking brother, Boys in the Hood.
I don't know.
I think he's friends with Oliver Stone.
First name that popped in my head was Jay-Z.
Something. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I can't believe I'm flaking on this name right now. Anyways, he's always at the Knicks games, right? Or, fuck it, Jay-Z in Brooklyn, right? So, like, I'm starting to take... I never was one. I just watched the championship.
Spike Lee?
Spike Lee, thank you. I knew it was a Lee thing. Spike Lee, thank you. Darius and I watched the championship games the other day, and that was the first football that I watched all year. So, like, I don't really care about Taylor's with things. Sure, we joked about because they dated. We kind of knew, one, us saying the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl before or after Taylor Swift was involved is kind of a no-brainer, right? Like, between, let's go ahead and say this, AFC, NFC, they had a 25% chance. Because there's probably only, well, maybe even more, because realistically there's what, 3 teams in the whole NFL that was really comparable to the Chiefs, including the Chiefs. And one of them, they sorry, Darius, but they annihilated them as the Baltimore Ravens. And the only other team that I would say that is comparable would be the 49ers. So, like, so realistically they had a 33%. I don't know, I'm just saying, like, you cannot tell me that people were already counting the Chiefs out before Taylor was in.
They kind of were, just because they got off to a rocky start to the season.
But they were... But it's... That's like writing off Tom Brady and Randy Moss and Gronk, right? Or writing off the Ravens or the Steelers defense in the early 2000s, right? Like, it's shit that you don't do, okay?
But it was being done.
One, you know Patrick Mahomes. In a game, when does he shine? Late game, right? He's a late game guy, right? He's just that way too in the season. He's
even
a late
in the first half, but came out and said, "The ball felt real good."
That was a good one. That was a Talladega Nights reference. Did you not catch that?
I haven't seen it.
Oh my god, dude! When Will Ferrell's like, "The car handled real good."
I don't know,
hands.
In my hands right now.
Yeah, he goes. The ball handled real good, flew in the air real well. Miss Piggy was down there. She was like, and caught it.
I'm going home. I'm going to fuck Brittany. I'll let my brother watch.
I don't think that happens, but if it does, that's gross. And you shouldn't let your brother watch.
You just won a Super Bowl.
Maybe
a
brother from
next?
Another mother. Yes.
I'm going to Disney World.
I'm going to Disney World. I always liked the Gridiron Heights with Pat Mahomes.
Look how easy this corn maze is.
And he's saying he literally like just walks through it. You know, that man's been a gifted motherfucker since entering the NFL. I will say that. I haven't watched you the last 4 seasons, but shit, I know your stats. I know your Super Bowl stats, and that's how that you've been to the Super Bowl 4 times in the last 5 years, and that's all I need to know. And if any of y'all motherfuckers try to count that guy, I just don't get it, man. I was rooting for Detroit really hard, though. Oh, and it does. Oh, anyways, going back to the NFL real quick, but so there's even a podcaster He's a podcaster, businessman. He's been into some politics. It looks like I wrote Polites on here for some reason. He is Republican. His name is Mike Crispy. And he says the NFL is rigged to spread Democrat propaganda. Yeah, I'm going to look. I believe the NFL is rigged, but I don't believe it's rigged to be spreading propaganda by any means, you know. I don't even think it's rigged as much as I've even been talking it up. Like, yes, I believe it's rigged. I'm not going to lie, though. That Detroit game, did you watch any of that game, Skipper?
Yeah, I caught some of it at work.
Like the second half?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Detroit's defense has been pretty good all season that I've heard. Or top five or whatever defense. I don't know. I could be lying right now. I could be bullshitting this. And the 49ers just scored like 27 points in like 5 minutes.
It wasn't quite 5 minutes.
You're right. Sorry, seven. And I'm rounding up. I'm not lying to you. I think it was actually 24 or something like that. It was all in the third quarter, whatever was in the third quarter.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like, I don't know. I think it's still rigged, but we talked about it. I believe that it's like a ref here and there. And is every game rigged? No, probably not. I think if we're going to talk rigged, I think it would be bigger rigged with like betting, like the spreads. Mm-hmm. That is how I see the rigging, because I've also noticed the championship games. I'm pretty sure both of them, like, did whatever, like, whatever it was supposed to do. I don't know. People would have won money, I guess. I don't know. I don't bet spread stuff. I haven't done that. But I'll tell you what I'll be betting. I will be betting coming March when online sports gambling comes to North Carolina. So, but yeah, that's all my Taylor Swift stuff that I had to talk about. I only have really like one more thing to bring up, but I don't know. What do you guys think of, like, Taylor Swift in the NFL? Like, does it bother you guys? I mean, none of us here really watch football. Mm-hmm. You and I used to really watch football, but we don't. But even if we did, our teams don't fucking play the Chiefs. Like, is Taylor Swift really that, like, much of a distraction in the NFL?
No.
Or the biggest complaint I've heard is just they pan to her too much during the game. And even then, it's not...
That's fine. But like I said, that 20 seconds thing that I put up, that wasn't me going through my ass. That was me actually looking up averages of her during games.
That's the only complaint I've heard.
I mean, with Jason Kelce, last game he was at.
Championship game.
Yeah. Like, he took up most of the attention. So, because she was just in the box. He came out of the box. My spirit animal, by the way. Shirtless, drunk. Just, yeah! He picked up a girl to meet Taylor Swift, took her back, and he jumped right back in the box.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man.
Like, I mean,
I think it's weird.
If there's a celebrity at a game, the camera's going to pan to him no matter what.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, Jack Nicholson, Spike Lee... Hell, fucking every basketball game, there's a celebrity at either front row or wherever. It automatically goes to them.
Shit, they're going to the WNBA games now. What's his name? What's the funny guy from... fucking what movie?
Yes, him.
the one that... We're the Millers.
Oh, okay.
Jason Sudeikis?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah,
okay. Jason. He's really big in the WNBA.
Oh, fucking...
sorry, guys, for show? All that moving out of plugging the laptop.
Oh, what's his show that he has now?
I don't know. I think... I know what you're talking about. Yeah, but what about it? It's on... It's a streaming one, right?
I can't think of his name.
Okay, but what about it?
Well, I was saying, like... I don't know what I was saying.
Okay.
I'm tired.
No, I gotcha. We're gonna have to... really wrap this one up pretty soon. Oh, I know.
Ted Lasso. That's what the show is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's on Apple? Right?
I don't know. I never watched it.
Okay. Well, real quick, I'm going to say my piece, and then Darius, you can close. Okay.
We can probably say mine for next week, or 2 weeks.
What is yours?
Two weeks?
Yeah, mine is, like, long.
Okay, that's fine. I'll end it right here. We talked about the last couple of conspiracy corners. We've talked about the jellyfish UFOs, and Jeremy Corbell has came up a couple times, even in just normal episodes.
I've seen him come up again recently too.
The jellyfish UFO, or UAP, is starting to get a lot more attention because once it was released on YouTube and that TMZ doc that we were talking about, one of the past shows, and the video that he caught, it was recorded in October of 2018, and it was in a U.S. operations base in Iraq. And the reason why I think a lot of people are going back to this thing, because I'm not going to lie to you guys, I have no idea what the fuck this is. The first time I watched it, I thought it was a balloon. It's moving way too fast, and it's been described as transmedium capabilities. And whenever it went over the Persian Gulf, it actually submerged into the water. It descended and then went into the water, and that was it. And then eventually, later, they have more footage, and it, like, ascended and, like, did whatever it needed to do. Yeah. But, There's another stuff coming on, where it's called the Chandler UAP, and I don't mean UAP as an unidentified aerial phenomenon. I mean UAP as unidentified anomalous phenomenon. The chandelier literally looks like a star in a sense, like in the sky.
All right.
And it's just kind of and it's actually the same area as this in Iraq. Now, when we've done episodes on Tehran, UFO incident, and all these other Middle Eastern ones, or even the Nova Scotian one, I'm gonna go ahead and say I really don't. The chandelier one, that could be whatever. It really could be. It could be a flare. It could be something like an X thing. It could be anything.
Right.
But this jellyfish one, I don't know what it is. I don't. And I'm. For me, it's still government, right? It's man-made, I think. But it's unique. And actually, they were actually saying that they were able to see this with like a thermo camera, and that they could tell that it was getting positive lift and all that stuff without showing like aerodynamic like properties, without showing the propulsion and all that. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's just unique. And I do think the jellyfish UFO might. I think that's probably one of the bigger ones that I'm just like, I really don't fucking know. Like, and it's been around for like 3-4 weeks now, and it's been coming up almost every episode. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of the jellyfish one? Have you watched the videos yet?
I watched the video, yeah. I don't necessarily think it's a UFO, but...
Like, in the sense, I mean, it is a UFO.
I mean, it's not identified. UFO, yeah, you're right.
But
not,
like...
Not alien.
But like... Okay, that's fair. I mean, but I actually, for this one... Usually I tell you guys, like Tehran, I think that was alien or human, 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about that. I really don't know. I cannot trust me saying that this is a human craft. Do I think it is? Yes. But would I put money on it? Mm-hmm. I think I would stay in the middle. I think I'm not gonna put money. I'm just gonna wait and see what happens.
Right.
It also definitely seems though that Jeremy Corbell is like, this guy is going to be down in history. Like, he's going to go down in history, this dude. For all the stuff that he is releasing, for all the...
Yeah. There's that one video he talked to Joe Rogan about that's like, that he was saying that, or at least from what I remember, he said that it was like basically the best video he's ever seen of UFO, but he can't release it due to that. And I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He couldn't release it due to like ruining the credentials of someone.
Yep. He would never be able to work like with his shit again and like... With the clearance and everything, or whatever it was, basically he would not be able to get another job.
What do you think that
in
video?
That,
how
in
do you
that.
Think that video?
Well, to be honest with you, I saw on Twitter today, actually, a picture of a UFO in HD. Like, an actual... Mm-hmm. And it looks like a lot of... You know whenever you see the more kind of fuzzy... UFO pictures, but they're the sphere, but it looks like you can see like a little black strip of window or something in the middle of it, and then it almost looks like there's possible antenna or something here and there.
Yeah.
The HD photo was basically that, and I'm not gonna lie, like, I was really surprised with it. It's a pretty photo. I'm not sure why I didn't take a picture of it. or like screenshot or whatever. But yeah, I don't know, man. Like there's some shit out there.
Oh my God, we forgot to talk about something really important, real quick, just a touch.
Because we'll skip the UFO thing, and I'll probably show you guys that off air. And if I do find the pictures, guys, I will share it on Instagram this Friday. Okay, so you guys will be able to see the shit there. But how about this breaking news of Amelia Earhart's plane wreckage may have been found on the ocean floor after 87 years.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about that? Like that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You think her remains are in there?
No.
Like not even skeletal?
Mm.
You think she got out and the crabs ate her?
I really used to think the crabs ate her. That's a story I believe, but not necessarily that.
Right.
And just it probably wasn't sealed correctly, and it probably the cover to the cockpit probably blew off and
right.
The skeleton's gone somewhere.
I hear you. But yeah, so That was pretty cool.
They're supposed to go back out later this year to the area to see if they can actually determine if it's a plane or not. Because they don't know right now.
Right, yeah. No, that would be really cool. And I hope it is. I think that would be a really cool little mystery solved. We're just solving mysteries left and right now. We got the fucking Tupac killer. I think TMZ put out like Epstein didn't kill himself or something on Tubi. We got all these UFO things. We're talking about 45 whistleblowers ready to go this year, by the way. So I think Conspiracy Corner is going to get really big with the UFO thing. And actually, since we have this these set aside in our months, I really do think it wouldn't, like, we can actually finally maybe dive into the hearings and stuff and actually talk more thoroughly about it. And maybe even, I don't know, just like it, maybe go more in depth.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't really touch on those too much. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah. Did you guys also see that some news places are starting to put out the carbon footprints of your home garden? Ew, bless you.
Thank you.
Are causing, bless you,
thank you,
higher CO2 rates than like, I guess like normal farming or commercial farming, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Joe Rogan posted that.
Really?
That was a Rogan post. Anyway, I mean, it came from the New York Times, but yeah, Rogan wrote that one. No, he didn't write it, but he shared it. He just said this. He goes, "Don't listen to people." I agree with him on this, and I'm not. Darius knows I listen to Rogan whenever he has certain people on, but I'm not really a Rogan guy. I don't mind him. I can't sit there for 3-4 hours listening to him talk. Which he doesn't do that too much anymore. Usually it's now the other guest. So it's almost like a coast to coast episode, which I can do that. But
I would be surprised if he has like Jeremy Corbell and him
on a map. Yeah, dude, they're gonna be coming back soon. But anyways, he basically just said, don't trust anybody telling you don't grow your own food. Like, that is kind of silly. And I don't know, man. 5 times more CO2 production. Or carbon footprint of homegrown food 5 times greater than those grown conventionally. Increased levels of CO2. The study found individual gardening infrastructure is responsible for increased levels. So, okay, but do you think that's increased levels? Okay, here's the other point to that, though. Is it increased because of the commercial? So we have commercial farming and more people are, you know, planting their own foods, well, then that makes fucking sense, right? Like, of course, then there's going to be a larger carbon footprint. Like, or maybe there's a larger carbon footprint out there now because Bill Gates wants to take all your trees away to save the planet from global warming. That's another, who knows? Nah, I should have said that at the end. That was mean. That was just a conspiracy clickbait right there. Boy. But yeah, I really want to find that picture of the saucer, but I honestly don't know where I saw it, so I'm gonna have to like really fucking go through my shit. But like I said, audience, if I find it, I will post it on Instagram with some other things from our shit. So And on that note, I think we're going to go ahead and end it. And I think the next Conspiracy Corner, we can maybe get a little bit more into whether or not the Civil War has begun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to talk, we're not going to really talk about it now because of, there's nothing really going on. It's just a lot of peacocking from both sides of the aisle. We'll see what happens. You know, you guys just stay safe. Stay safe. Almost fully. I should just good night, everyone. Good night. Stay but frosty. I can't do that. Yeah. But yeah, everybody, just, you know, keep your eyes in the skies. Thank you.